Hello and welcome to Pumped, the Inside Podcast by Schwalbe. I'm your host Tobias Wogon, and normally I'm talking here with Schwalbe athletes from different disciplines, from downhill to cross country, or from triathlon to road racing. But today I'm sitting here in Reichshof at the headquarters of Schwalbe Tires with product manager Felix Schäfermeier, and we're talking about the new Aeroton product. What Aeroton is and why it is so much better than everything before, you will find out in this episode of Pumped. Felix, thanks a lot for taking the time to talk to us. You are product manager here at Schwalbe, and you are responsible for Aeroton. Please introduce yourself.
Hi, Toby. So first, it's a pleasure to be here and talk to you about the new Aeroton project. So I'm working for Schwalbe Tires since 6 years, and I started my career mainly for road cycling tire development to make the liaison between the teams and the product development. But now my main part is about non-rubber projects, like the Aeroton, which is the first big hit probably. And also my passion or my dedication to cycling. I started with BMX riding, then mountain bike, and more or less, unfortunately, I landed up at the roadside. But now I'm back for mountain bike racing and riding, so it's a real passion.
So that means that Aeroton is not just a project you're working on, so you're also using it in your free time, right?
Yes, you're right. So it's super cool if you're able to produce a product on your own and you can go out, take your bike and test it, so you get immediate feedback on the current status of the project. That's incredibly cool.
Yeah.
And it's also combining passion and job, so it's something that not everybody I can say about his job, so it's super cool.
Yeah, definitely. So that sounds pretty good. So these days when you go for a ride, do you more go on a road bike or more on the mountain bike?
I would say this year 99% is mountain bike riding, because it's super cool to be out from the roadside and to not care about traffic. And we have super cool trails around here, so it's my passion.
The product you're working on calls Aeroton, which is a pretty cool name. What's behind it?
So simply spoken, it's just a bicycle tube, but even the name is already saying it's more technical approach to a tube. So the tube is based on thermoplastic and on TPU.
Mm-hmm.
And in the beginning, there was only the lightweight, but now we have so many more performance advantages that we probably will talk later about. But that's the reason why we came up with Aeroton. It's the introduction of a new tube era.
But wasn't there already a project released from you called EvoTube?
Yes, that's true. And in 2015, we already introduced the EvoTube, a blue colored tube. But to be honest, at this stage, we were not ready to be there where we are now. So there were some disadvantages of the tube where we say, okay, it's not really a proper product that we want to introduce to the market. So we relaunched it now again. So it's a new stage.
So you produced the EvoTube in Asia, and now you decided to shift the whole production to Germany, or more to Reichshof, where Schwalbe is based. Why this change?
Yeah, so TPU in general is super sensitive to environmental impacts, like air humidity, which you always face in Asia. So that's the one major point. But it's also the background that we have a work group with BASF, who's supplying the raw material.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have a German extrusion expert who's going to manufacture the raw tube. And also the machine engineering side is based here. And finally, we're producing here in Reichshof because we have the headquarter here. That means that we also have the lab and are able to immediately test the tubes that we produce.
But you could outsource the production of the tube. But you decided to do it here in Reichshof. And this is the first product you ever produced here. So why did you do it?
Yeah, so it was a real breakthrough. It's the real first time that we produced a product here in Reishof, and the bidding it was also a real obstacle, because the whole culture needs to change if you're going to produce on your own. There are so many steps that you need to be aware of, and also starting from the supply chain and product quality. We could take the easy road and say, okay, let's search for somebody who's able to produce the tube. Mm-hmm. But to be honest, we had contacts to several potential partners, but even they were not able to produce it. And then we said, okay, we do it on our own, and we give 100% for it. And now we are there.
Everyone who rides a bike knows this black rolled up bicycle tires. And you hoped you never will use it because it's always trouble. They are not really sexy. And now Aerotan is completely different. It's transparent, it's light, and when you touch it, it has a completely different and more technical touch. What's the advantage of the Aerotan tube to a normal tube?
Yeah, so it's true. Normally, talking about a tube is not really attractive or somehow unsexy, especially if you talk about performance and you are aware that tubeless is state of the art. But now with the Aerotan tube, it's something like a game changer. So we're able to combine all these aspects that the tubeless performance has. So low rolling resistance, mm-hmm. low weight, and also incredible high snake bite resistance. And the only difference is that you don't have any sealant. So the properly advantage of sealing cuts or something that destroys your tire normally is not there, but that's the major reason or difference. And in the end, it's a real new era of tubes, you can say.
Okay. So to be honest, I'm riding my bike tubeless for a couple of years now, and I only have a tube with me in my backpack if something happened. And now there is Aerotan. Should I change from tubeless to Aerotan, or for which rider is Aerotan and which rider should stay with tubeless?
Yeah, so it's real. The answer is hard to decide on what's the best solution. I think riders who always use tubeless, they will stick to the system because they do not care about sealant and all these maintenance that you have to mm-hmm. do. But for people who else have some doubt, can I go for tubeless or not, and are a little bit fearing the mess with sealant, the dog blue, they should definitely try the Aerotan tube, because it combines all these advantages that you normally have for tubeless, but you don't have to care about sealant.
And what are the three best advantages of the Aerotan?
Yeah, so in a nutshell, you can say you have super low weight, you have low rolling resistance, so because the form closure to the carcass is very, very tight, so there's less friction. And in the end, what you gain most from is the snake bite resistance. So especially mountain bike riding, trail riding, and gravel cycling, if you ride the same pressure that you used to go for tubeless, and you feel that the rim is already knocking or the stone, mm-hmm. You don't have any flat. So it's super cool, and it's super stable. And I think that's not only measurable in a lab, but also you can go out and test it on your own. So it's a real advantage.
Okay, and when I decide to try the Aerotan now, what do I have to consider during installation? Is it hard to install or is it easy?
It's super easy. The only thing that you need to consider is that you do not have to, or you shouldn't inflate it over 0.3 bar, because otherwise the tube would be deformed mm-hmm. and not mountable anymore. But that's the only point you have to consider. And afterwards, it's super easy. You just climp in the tube in the rim and then mount the tire.
Okay, so that sounds pretty easy. And when I have a puncture because I'm riding in the bushes or have some glass on the road, is it easy to, or can I repair the Aerotan? And is it easy, and what do I need for it?
Yeah, yes, you can. So it's just a simple glueless patch that we specially designed for the Aerotan tube. And you just have to put the patch on the defect spot, and then mm-hmm. it's done. So okay. It's also easy.
And on the road bike, there is often a problem that the rim gets too hot from the braking pad. How does the Aerotan works with this or deals with this?
Yeah, so that was also a major point for the product development, to be resistant enough to allow rim brake use, because for the road bike market, there's still a big big part of road bike users who are riding rim brakes and not disc brake. So that was something our big task, because the TPU material is normally not so stable against heat. But we developed a material which is really resistant against heat and also doesn't cover much heat. So it's just you brake and then the air somehow or the heat is going out. Mm-hmm. And that's something we were able to have with this material.
Okay, so you worked on a lot of different parts on the tube, and a lot of work went into this product. When did you start to develop this product, and when will it be available in the shops?
Yeah, so it's a real long-term project. Originally, it started many, many years ago before I was working for Schwalbe. But the stage that we have now, it's 3 years that we're working on. And the production facility was implemented in 2018, mm-hmm. so on Christmas time. And now we have like 1 year of full production, and the product will be available on 8th of October.
Okay. And in which versions will it be available in the shops?
Yeah, so we are going to cover the full range of sportive bicycles, beginning from road biking, gravel, and this gravel dimension is also available for touring bikes, mm-hmm. and then the complete range from mountain bike 26 to 29 inch, and then also 27.5 and 29 plus for the latest development of wheel and tire dimensions.
Okay, and yeah, you told me that the tube is really sustainable. Plastic doesn't have the most sustainable reputation. What is sustainable about this material?
Yeah, so you're right, plastic doesn't have the best reputation in the public, but the tube is completely 100% made of TPU. That's one major advantage. Despite the valve core, it's completely made of TPU, so the tube is, in general, it's completely recyclable. At the moment, we are doing a downcycling. That means that you use it for, let's say, poorer products. But for the mid and long term, we are trying to recycle the tube material and produce a new tube out of it.
Mm-hmm. And if you're going to a barbecue tonight and someone of your family asks you, should I ride the Aerotan tube or should I stay with tubeless? Yeah, what's your recommendation for him?
Yeah, so in general, I would definitely recommend and say you should try the Aerotan tube before you do something different. But I think, like I mentioned before, the people who always rode tubeless or riding tubeless, they will stay to the system probably. And even at that point, the Aerotan tube is a super cool spare tube because it's really compact, lightweight. You can pack it in your bag or mm-hmm. hip bag. That's definitely also an advantage. And all people who are fearing to convert to tubeless, they should definitely use Aerotan because they get all the advantages from a tubeless system, the performance, the riding performance, but don't have to mess with the sealant.
Okay. Felix, thanks a lot for your time. I got three tires now, three tubes now, and I'm really interested to see how they work, and really looking forward to it. So thanks again, and talk soon.
Sounds good. Thank you.